mullet, and sea trout, and flounder, red snapper.
Is that what people call reds?
No, a redfish is that's what they refer to as reds. You can't see them in canals, and you know that comes up. Well, really, when they bite the best is in a deep hole in a canal when it's real cold, or in the channel of a river that runs into the gulf, you know. When it's real cold, they'll come up in there, I guess maybe because the water is warmer or something. And they catch a lot of redfish sometime like that. Catch some real big ones, too.
But they're nothing like snapper?
No, they're not.
Snapper, you'd have to go out first.
Way out. Bluefish is so. I guess a bluefish would probably be about, or a king mackerel would be about the nearest thing to a red snapper. Mm-hmm.
And something that you might hear making a noise around the pond at night, around a lake or something at night.
Oh, frogs?
You know those big frogs?
Bullfrogs.
Okay. What about the real little ones?
Spring frogs or toad frogs.
What about those that get up in the trees? Those real tiny ones.
The little green frogs?
Uh-huh. Is that what you call them? Green frogs?
Yeah, that's all we name I got for.
Is that a different thing from the spring frogs?
Yeah. I think it would be.
What's the spring frog like?
Well, he stays around the ponds and muddy places. He's green with a black stripe on him, two black stripes on him.
Mm-hmm. And the little green frogs you're talking about it.
Or tiny.
Yeah, that real light colored
green. Right. Mm-hmm. In fact, there's two in our bathroom window just out, you know, against the screen on the outside.
Uh-huh.
Right side of the shower. I guess because that water, you know, showers there. And I guess they like to stay there because mm-hmm. I saw them in there a while ago. Just outside on the screen, you know.
Uh-huh. Are they supposed to be able to change colors?
I really don't know where they are or not. You know, a lizard, he'll change colors. A green one, if he gets on a brown board or something, he'll turn kind of brown.
Have you heard that about those green frogs, though? That they can change colors?
No, I don't know. So I don't think I've ever heard that.
And something that you might dig up to go fishing with?
Worms.
Are there different types of worms?
Yeah, earthworms, wigglers.
What about a little fish that you might use for bait?
A little fish that you might use for bait?
Mm-hmm.
Like fly bream or sand perch?
What's fly bream?
Some people in this country refer to them as fly bream. I was always taught to call them sand perch. They're a real small, thin, shiny little fish, and they don't ever get to be too big. Very little.
Is that the same? Have you ever heard of minnows or shiners or something like that?
Yeah, minnows and shiners, but the shiners that I've always known was saltwater.
Mm-hmm.
Shiners.